Okay, I'd like to call the Bethel Township meeting on November 28, 2023 to order here at 7 p.m. If we could stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. We do not have any minutes to approve tonight, so we'll move into staff reports. I don't see the sheriff's deputy here, so Andy, we're going to go straight to you for a fire department report.
Sure, we're still working on our migration over from emergency reporting to, what's the name of Josh? ESO, and so we got all the reports populating in there now, and we should have some data for you next time. We did complete our fire department last quarterly training, our annual training, our skills part of it. It was very well attended. We had the one of the state fire trailers out here again for the Mayday trip. Well, this was a search and rescue trailer. So they had to do forcible door entry, a hose line advancement, saving a downed firefighter, breaching a wall, what we call VES vent enter search. So they had to crawl through the upper story window, rescue a baby, bring it back down. So it's quite a comprehensive training. Everybody came, participated, and it turned out very well. A little bit of rain, but not too bad. So we got everybody through it. So that's completed. And like I said, we should have some data for you next time from the ESO conversion. Still working all the way through all the bugs and things of that.
Sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we'll move on to Mike Arnold, planning and zoning, please.
All right. Since the last trustees meeting, we haven't received any new zoning applications. Still the same cases coming up Thursday. I'll go ahead and reread those. BZA, we have the same resident requesting three separate variances. One to allow a semi to be parked on his property. One for double the size of a garage. And another for 12-foot privacy fence. For the zoning commission, we've got the iron workers looking to rezone the parcel they obtained next door. Just turn it all into I-1, uses one parcel. Then we got Catherine Sunstein on 202, wanting to rezone 18 acres from A2 to A1. Year-to-date, there's been 49 certificates issued, two declarations received, 13 variances requested, 10 approved, with three to be determined. Conditional use requests of 7, additional use approved of 6. 6 zoning amendments requested, 4 approved, with 2 to be determined. Miami County Planning Commission already met this month, but they will meet next month on December 19th at 7 p.m. Then again, BZA Zoning Commission will meet this Thursday at 6:30 and 7:30. That is all I have.
So our next regular meeting will be the iron workers for us, or Sonnenstein then as well?
Yeah.
Okay, both of them?
Public hearing, yep.
Both of them. Okay. Thank you, Mike. All right, administrator's report, Andy?
Sure, there are 8 resolutions on your agenda this evening. All the resolutions on the agenda are for purchases utilizing American Rescue Plan Act funding. The current balance of the fund is $381,070.25, and the expenditures I proposed are $204,704.52. That leaves $180,745.52 to be spent by the end of 2024 gets returned to the federal government. Okay. That's the end of that period. We got the ARPA funds how long ago? 22? These purchases are for much needed vehicles, equipment, and items, and they are as follows. 2023 mini dump to replace the current 2001 mini dump that we have. That's $96,500. That was actually in the capital improvement plan for this year.
Right.
But if we can use those funds, that saves budgetary money for something else next year. 2023 enclosed trailer for the fire safety house and the bouncy house. That's what we purchased this year. We used them used one of them at the open house, and the other one wasn't in yet. Currently, we have them just sitting behind engine 40 and rescue 40. And so we bought plastic skids for them and a pallet jack, and this has a gate, so we want to store them permanently in there to get them out of the way.
So I have a question on that.
Sure.
Are you going to leave that trailer outside?
Correct. There's nowhere inside to put it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I didn't think there was, but is that okay for those bouncy houses to be extreme heat and extreme cold?
Yes.
It is fine?
Yeah, they work fine, yeah. In that,
okay.
So.
All right, then.
Three battery-powered positive pressure fans. Those are the fans that we put in to blow the smoke and things out of houses. Currently, we have gas ones that are over 25 years old. The new battery-powered ones will allow for some quicker deployment, and they can also actually be plugged into electricity. They have a pass-through thing if we need to. And they're also lighter and just more efficient from 25 years technology. The bouncy house trailer cost was $9,600. The positive pressure fans are $16,583. Two new rapid intervention packs at $10,471.42. We currently have two RIP packs. What those are packs that we take in when we have down firemen. So like if they've ran out of air, we can hook another air cylinder into them. We thought our current packs would work with the current RIP packs with our new packs. They don't. So we had to replace, we're going to have to replace them somewhere or another. Right. And the cost of those is about $10,000 for the two packs. Five mobile radios and three portable radios. Cost for that is $30,000. When we got the new radios from the county dispatch update, we didn't get enough for all the, they only give you so many. We didn't get enough for all of our vehicles, and we were missing about three portables that we could use. So this will fill us out. Everything will be consistent, current within our group. We have, what are the ones we have now, Josh? The old ones?
The Harris.
Harris radios. So all of them will now be Motorolas. So that's a real important upgrade for us. A 12 by 24 foot storage shed that will replace that white storage shed out back. We keep our like a crash absorbent in there. It looks like kitty litter. Basically, that's all that's in that 8x8 shed right now that you can get to, because it pretty much flows out the door when you open up. This will allow us to put a whole skid in, plus store our hose that we have in the bay. We're getting ready to get the new air compressor system, and we're going to need some more room. So that allows us to move some of those bay items out into that storage shed area.
I have a question on that. You're getting that for 10,000? Are you going to put electricity out there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but it'll just be a straight short storage shed.
All right, I was like, wow, for 10 grand, that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you could go with a built building, you know, put the concrete floors in, but it would be much more expensive, and it's really kind of overkill for what we need it for. So we're trying to take the most economical approach and just get some more storage with a pre-built unit.
Okay.
And then replacement furniture for the fire crews upstairs. Now, I have 7,500. That is a way high estimate. That will probably be close to around 3,000, 4,000. When we were looking at some different things, we kind of plugged in like the electric ones that are way expensive, and we don't want those. We just want the ones with the handles.
Right.
We don't want somebody, when a call comes in, to be sitting there going, waiting for it to go back down. So that's a way high estimate. I mean, if you want to approve it that way, that's great. If you want to reduce it, that's fine. But we won't spend that kind of money. We have three love seats upstairs right now, and they each have dual recliners for a total of six. I think three of them are broken. We've had them for about 8 years.
Yeah.
So it's time for some new furniture. And then the last one are 30 new pair of structural firefighting boots. Those are the ones that actually go with our gear, not that we wear around the station or anything. Those go with our gear, and we wear those in the fires. They're rated to go into fires. That's probably one of the most overlooked things that we have in our gear is our fire boots. We have people's in rubbers and leathers and everything else. This would make it uniform across the whole cruise. So once again, they're way more expensive than you think they would be. They run about $600 a piece, $600 to $800 a piece. Fire gear is expensive.
Well, yeah, but it's your feet that are gonna, you know, be on that hot
whatever
surface. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, that kind of outlines those expenditures. I'm proposing all this. We really haven't had a chance to talk about it. We haven't had any workshops. Getting towards the end of the year, this is when we clean up things and start looking at budgets and everything for next year. So that's why they're on there. feel free to discuss them or whatever you want to do. That's why I propose them. Most of these things, well, half of these things have quotes in there that we've already gotten. The only one that is a biddable object would be the mini dump at 96.5, and that's on state bid anyway, so mm-hmm. we won't have to go out for bid for that. So everything else is in good shape there.
What will you do with the old mini dump? Put it on GovDeals?
GovDeals, yeah. Okay. We have several things right now that need to go on GovDeals, so Josh will be busy posting those probably after the first of the year. The mini dump, our air packs that we replaced last year, the hose that we replaced last year, and some other items.
Can those radios go on GovDeals?
The Harrisons, yes.
Yeah, once we get all the
new ones in, right?
The new ones in, the new compressor, mm-hmm. I'll put the old compressor. That way it's one post, we'll clean house.
Right.
Get rid of everything in one large auction.
Yeah. Great.
Okay. So that's what I have.
That's it, huh?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Trustee reports. Beth?
I just wanted to say that the Miami County Township Association dinner is next two Thursdays from now, the 14th. It's Lost Creek Reserve. All township trustees and fiscal officer and employees are invited if you want to go. Julie's the treasurer, so get your $25 to her before, I think, December 5th. I had a conversation with Wade Westfall about annexation. They're going to a Senate subcommittee meeting in Lima, middle of December, and he asked if I could go. And then I had two calls from residents about people living in trailers. I'll get you, Mike, those addresses. One we've already talked about, but the other one is on 202. People just called and said, I think there's people living in there. And so that's all I got.
That's great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Julie?
Yep. One second. Okay, so I just have a couple things. I attended the Land and Lifestyle Preservation Committee meeting. We now have form letters to send to our legislators asking to change the annexation laws so that we have a seat at the table. If anyone's interested in emailing them to our representatives, just let me know. And we talked about, we're going to try to have a chili cook-off and euchre tournament this winter for the township, just as a township event. I'm not sure if we're going to have a place to do that. We're looking into some things. I attended the school board meeting on November 20th. There were no issues about the township discussed, so there's nothing really to report there. Sorry. And then, piggybacking on what Beth said, the county commissioners have asked for our input on annexation. So please send an email to Michael Clary, who is the Miami County Chief Administrative Officer. Send them your concerns, issues, and possible solutions by December 1st. And I have his email, and also it's been posted on social media. If you have access to Facebook, you can find the references out there to do that. And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Julie. Yep. My report's short and sweet. I gave Julie $100 tonight for going to the trustee dinner thing, the Christmas dinner. And I also talked with Wade Westfall on the annexation the other day, so got that done. Okay, we'll move on. Public comments on items on the agenda. Okay, dope. Action items, Andy. Debbie? I thought you read them and she called the roll.
No,
I'm sorry.
She does them both.
All right. Debbie, would you do the action items, please?
Resolution 23-11-075, a resolution to authorize the purchase of a 2023 Ford F-550 mini dump truck from Bo Townsend Ford through state bid at a cost of $96,500 by utilizing American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA funds.
Okay, do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 23-11-075.
Okay. I will second that.
Okay, we have a motion and we have a second. Are there comments?
I just want to say thanks to Josh for making sure all of these met the ARPA guidelines. Appreciate that. I know there was a lot of legwork, and to Debbie and Andy for getting these funds for us in the first place, because it's a lot of money, and it's nice that it doesn't have to come from our direct budget.
Julie?
No.
Nope. I looked over the specs and all on that truck and agreed with everything that was on it, and I understand, Andy, it's in stock, ready to go.
That's correct. So
that's fantastic. Okay, so we had a motion, we had a second, we had discussion. Debbie, would you call the roll, please?
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Next resolution, please.
Resolution 23-11-076, a resolution to authorize the purchase of a 2023 SureTrack enclosed trailer for Midway Trailers at a cost of $650 by utilizing American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds.
I move for the adoption of Resolution 23-11-076.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion?
Nope.
Debbie, would you call the roll, please?
Yes. Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Next resolution.
Resolution 23-11-077, a resolution to authorize the purchase of 3 battery-powered positive pressure fans from Atlantic Emergency Solutions at a cost of $16,583.10 by utilizing American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds.
I'll make the motion to approve Resolution 23-11-077.
I will second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion?
Nope.
Okie doke. Debbie, call the roll, please.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Next one.
Resolution 23-11-078, a resolution to authorize the purchase of 2 rapid intervention packs from Atlantic Emergency Solutions at a cost of $10,471.42 by utilizing American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds.
I move for the adoption of Resolution 23-11-078.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion? Debbie, will you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Next one.
Resolution 23-11-079, a resolution to authorize the purchase of 5 Motorola mobile radios and 3 portable radios from Motorola Solutions at a cost not to exceed $30,000 by utilizing American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds.
I'll motion to approve Resolution 23-11-079.
I second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion?
The only discussion I have on that is if you'll notice that the quote actually says like 43,000. That was for a whole group of other things in there. These are just the items that were chosen out of that. So they do total around right at $30,000.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okie doke, Debbie?
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Next resolution, please.
Resolution 23-11-080, a resolution to authorize the purchase of a 12x24 storage shed at a cost not to exceed $10,000, utilizing American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds.
I move for the adoption of Resolution 23-11-080.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion? Debbie, call the roll.
Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Next resolution, please.
Resolution 23-11-081, a resolution to authorize the purchase of replacement furniture for the crew area in the fire station at a cost not to exceed $7,500, utilizing American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds.
I'll make the motion to approve Resolution 23-11-081.
I will second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion? Okay. Debbie, call the roll, please.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. The final resolution, please.
Resolution 23-11-082, a resolution to authorize the purchase of 30 new structural firefighting boots for the Bethel Township Fire Department at a cost not to exceed $20,000, utilizing American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds.
I move for the adoption of resolution 23-11-082.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion? Debbie, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, thank you.
Sorry to make you read so much tonight.
What?
I said sorry to make her read so much tonight.
Well, that's okay. All right, public comments on any topic. You didn't want to tell us nothing about the fine, outstanding Pioneer Rural Electric Cooperative?
Good.
Okay.
Thanks.
No comments. Okie doke. Announcements.
November 30th, the BZA meeting will be held at 6:30, followed by the Zoning Commission at 7:30. December 5th, will the trustees workshop meeting, and I'll be sending out some stuff today about rescheduling that, because I know...
I cannot.
You cannot be there, you cannot be there.
Yeah, but I can do the 6th.
Yeah, so...
Which I think everybody else can do,
I will
do,
not
right?
be here. If you guys want to have a meeting, that's fine, I just won't be here.
Oh, on the 6th, you can't right. do it. Oh, okay.
It's fine with me. I mean...
Mike, you think you... Can you be there?
Debbie? December 6th?
Yeah. Does that work for you guys? 6?
That's fine.
Okay, so it'll be December 6th at 9 a.m.
Where'd you go?
On December 12th, the trustees' public hearing will be at 6:30. That will be for the two zoning cases Mike mentioned this evening, and then the trust followed by the trustees' regular meeting at 7 p.m.
Okay.
December 19th will be another workshop meeting at 9 a.m. The 25th, the township offices will be closed for the Christmas holiday. December 26th, the township regular meeting, the trustees' meeting room at 7. And then all the way to January 2024, the township office will be closed for the New Year's holiday on the 1st.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we need a motion to record the payment of warrants.
And I apologize for not including those with the packet. Debbie sent those to me, and I didn't print them off and include those, so that's why I sent out the email tonight. I apologize for that.
No problem. I make a motion to record the payment of the warrants. Electronic warrants 1027-2023 through 1078 through 2023, and then regular warrants 54189 through 54282.
I will second that.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Okay, Debbie, call the roll.
Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Now we need a motion for adjournment.
I move to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
Nope.
So, let me get my phone here before Julie asks me. We are going to adjourn at 7:23.
Didn't do a roll that time.
Oh, we'll do a roll. I just wanted to get that time down. Debbie, let's call the roll for adjournment at 7:23.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Ms. Van Haren?
Yep.
Ms. Black?
Yes. We are adjourned. Thank you.